Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of this state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful clowns. Send in the clowns.
They're already here.
Hey, from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's the one-year anniversary of Podzilla 1985.
Weenie, 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 and the butt.
And the butt.
Cool weekends.
It's weird because all of a sudden just a big pile of cocaine just appeared on the table.
Dingo and the baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in once again to Podzilla 1985. Shannon Young back with you after being gone for a couple weeks or a couple days. Jesse, we did two shows last week.
That's true.
Two shows out of a normal five-show rotation. And part of that was because of a death in one of our members' family. The other is, as you said yesterday, because I've been sick, very sick. I'm still kind of sick, but I'm well enough to get on here for the one-year anniversary. 1 year ago today, we posted our very first show on Podzilla 1985. Shut up. Leap years don't count. Point is, we're here to celebrate that, and I've got some great people here with me tonight. To my left, making a big return after, when was the last time you were on, John? Well, Halloween?
Because it was supposed to be in the Ghostbusters show, and then...
Oh, no, we did Miss 100% with
you.
Yeah. That was a couple weeks ago, probably then about 2 or 3 months ago.
Then I missed the memo on the big show.
The what?
The memo on the big
show.
The
200th.
The 200th episode,
I missed
The
memo on that one. And then I was supposed to be on the Ghostbusters show and then ended up in the hospital for that, so.
And you're better now, though.
Air quotes.
He's alive.
They let you leave the hospital?
Yeah.
You left on your own recognizance and not, you know, in a body bag.
He's just still got to pay for all the unicorn blood they exhausted taking him there, and
I think we did a show about that.
We did.
The grand year history of Podzilla 1985. Next to Big Johnny is Jesse Kimball, host of Nerd Up, formerly Penta Nerd, The Marvelous Jesse and Chris, other shows.
Yeah, we've done some other things.
Sports show. You're on there occasionally.
Yeah, I've hosted that one a couple of times.
You weren't supposed to be here tonight.
No.
Where were you supposed to be?
The way you said that was like it just sounded like, well, you weren't supposed to be here tonight, but all right, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Kimball's here.
Shannon begged me to be on the show instead of raiding with Destiny.
I can't believe you're still playing that 7 out of 10.
To be fair, I want to mention to everybody, Destiny is not a person; it's a game.
Yeah,
I say that because no one plays it anymore, except Jesse.
And I did actually get a text message from Ben.
Would you like to read that on the air?
Yes, from Ben Martin.
Shout out to Ben.
What a chump. Tisk, tisk.
I sent them
the message saying that, I was on the show since the 1 year anniversary. Long past 100.
It wouldn't have been if you hadn't brought Nerd Up over.
Huh?
We'd still be on episode like 97 probably.
Is that true?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on if you had expanded or if you had just stuck with Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
I probably would have quit by now, honestly, because sometimes you keep me going.
I try.
Yeah,
and I also manage almost everything digital.
To be fair, that doesn't constitute a hell of a lot. We're not exactly a big operation over here.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the soundboard and the mic stands and the microphones and...
The soundboard and the microphone. Yeah, we've got pretty good at this too. Go back and listen to those. If you could track down the Pen and Nerd episodes, go back. You can't.
You cannot.
Unless you downloaded them at the time, you cannot.
I still have them, like in an archived folder somewhere.
Now that's a special show. Go listen to that. There was one episode I think you guys filmed it live in outer space.
I don't think that happened.
You remember that episode?
I don't.
It sounds like you were in a space station.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. That was the episode you literally had a disclaimer at the bottom of it that said, "We're sorry for this episode. It doesn't sound good."
Still working out some kinks.
But try to enjoy it. Speaking of enjoying things, if you can't enjoy this next man, then you clearly have no soul, or you're a Republican. Asa Gray down at the end of the table. Sorry, Republicans, that was a joke.
Would you rate me 5 stars, or would you be a liar?
I'd rate you 5 stars. It's the 5-star man, Asa Gray.
It's the 5-star man.
Now, normally this is Mr. 100 and the 5-star man, but it's a special occasion tonight.
Right.
We were going to hold off on this one-year episode till tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, since Pro Wrestling Unscripted was our first episode that we ever did. Mm-hmm. But with WrestleMania, you know, right around the corner, we have so much to talk about tomorrow. There's no way we could cram this in there, too. So
Raw, WrestleMania, NXT TakeOver, and yeah.
It's... Yeah. Just a big week. John, did you watch Raw on Monday?
Yeah, I watched Raw on Monday.
How was that?
I'm sorry.
It shouldn't. It was certainly not the lead up to WrestleMania that you would think.
No.
Or WrestleMania being a show worth watching this year.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like WrestleMania.
It was better than last week's and better than last year's Raw, but.
Well, last year's Raw, wasn't that the one where it ended with the tug of war? Yeah. But still, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar is 1,000 times better than Roman Reigns versus Triple H. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Next to Asa is another person that missed the 200th episode, Ali Hebert.
Hello.
Again back from New York and ready to party hardy.
Yeah.
Andrew WK style.
Who?
Andrew WK.
Party, party, party.
Now it's time to party.
Should we pause the show right now and do that song?
Didn't every one of his songs have party in the title somewhere?
I'm pretty sure he was the party guy.
Yeah.
Again, it's 1 year ago today. This show, if you're tuning in for some hot topics or some political news or anything like that, wrong show. Wait till next week's. This is going to be all about us and some fan feedback, some just memories, some stories. Jesse's watching Ethan play Devil May Cry.
It's mesmerizing.
Ethan's in the peanut gallery over there. Hey, Ethan. Dante's in the peanut gallery today.
I think this is the first time Dante's ever been in the peanut gallery.
It is. Dante's taken Billy's place. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't know if he can take Billy's place, if you know what I mean. I actually texted Billy a couple minutes ago. I just texted him, sorry, Billy. Just for old time's sake.
And I feel like it also applies to what you just said.
Maybe like every month you should just text him, sorry, Billy.
I feel like we should just do it every time we normally would have.
Yeah, like every show.
And just that's to make him feel like he's still here.
Yeah.
That's when we find out that he's blocked all of our numbers then.
I wouldn't, it would not surprise me.
He just messages me back, new number, who's this? He don't care no more. Hey, let's jump right into those, fan feedback type things, cause I asked on my Facebook, for you guys to talk to us, because we ain't got nothing to talk about tonight. It's just a casual chit chat, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. J.R. Davis.
Soda looks really good.
You all know J.R. Davis, right? What?
I do.
That soda looks really good.
Stop staring at my Dr. Pepper, John. Tell him why you can't have Dr. Pepper.
No, go into questions, then we'll get into, after the questions part, we'll go into that, things, right. Yeah.
Jared Davis, he told me that he wants to see John Cena play Shazam so that he can watch John Cena and The Rock fight on the big screen with superpowers. He wants to know, wouldn't that be neat?
I mean, he would make a good Shazam.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the size and the just...
They just need to dye his hair. And other than that, yeah, they got it.
I don't know. John Cena just looks weird to me. He's always looked strange to me. There's something odd about the way he looks.
Ryback. You're going to say you like Ryback, but Ryback's, you think John Cena looks weird?
Are you talking about more his body or his face?
His face. No, his body is that of a stallion. That's a Cadillac of men right there. But his face, it's like Big Mark Wahlberg is what we used to call him. Is what Kevin called him.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's just something strange about him. I don't see him as Shazam. When I think of Shazam, I think of like this like really... I see like in his prime, Bruce Campbell. If Bruce Campbell could have gotten like really beefy.
Yeah, but I don't know that he ever could have gotten big enough to be like, you know, Shazam. John Cena or Shazam. Yeah, I actually had a roommate in college that I always thought looked like little John Cena. He had that same weird face. Like it's a distinctive feature. It's kind of like the people with like the wide smile, like Drake. You know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense?
Drake.
Now, Shannon, Drake is a hip-hop artist.
I know. Local jokes.
Get your local listeners.
Get your local listeners. Dalton jumped in and said, no, we already got that twice. I don't want it anymore. Speaking of WrestleMania 28 and 29, and JR asked if they had superpowers. Which is a good point, because Dalton completely missed
the whole point. I want to see them fight with superpowers.
And really, that's the character of Dalton Manch, and it's the reason he's not on the show tonight, is because of stupid comments like that.
Oh my.
Don't worry, he'll be back tomorrow, maybe.
With more stupid comments.
Oh no, Jesse, what are you doing tomorrow night? You want to talk about WrestleMania?
I got Fonzie booked for it.
Woo! Oh, so I'm going to be far the fuck away from here.
Yep. Well, let's see. 10 minutes in, first F-bomb.
You're welcome.
Congratulations, Jesse Kimball, you win.
What'd I win?
More
another F-bomb. Yeah.
You're Spen King.
old friend of the show, Mimi Perino, she said, you're one of the few podcasts that I listen to, but I highly enjoy the you're one of the few podcasts that I listen to, but I highly enjoy the subjects that you've covered, even the ones I'm not familiar with. You are one of the few podcasts that I listen to, but I highly enjoy the subjects that you have.
I think she probably meant to do something along the lines of, I don't listen to many podcasts, but
I highly enjoy the ones that I do.
Yeah.
Well, she said, I love podcasts because I can still get work done and play with the kids while I'm listening. Keep up the good work, guys. More paranormal stuff. Tanner messaged me and he said, we should do a show this Thursday about ghosts. Mimi's right. We should do more ghost stuff. We do a lot of paranormal stuff on here, even though we kind of swore we wouldn't. Because Tanner and I are about the only ones that actually believe in it. Well, and Big Johnny, of course.
I don't remember ever swearing that it wouldn't be any more paranormal shows as much as...
No, Tanner and I swore that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no, we... Oh, okay. Because when we first did the Tanner Thursday, it was originally paranormal every week.
Yeah.
It was ghosts, it was UFOs,
Conspiracy theories. Because that was the first Tanner Thursday I was on, was the one that I sent everyone involved a apology for derailing it so hard.
And then Tanner let you know that you actually saved the show, not ruin it.
Because we started talking about ghosts, and
I think we started talking about
it was
America. Yeah, it was who discovered America, and then it went into like paranormal and ghosts and stuff.
And that was a good show.
It was a good show. I even think the subject that Tanner brought up was fun to talk about. It just went into ghosts, and that was something you guys were far more interested in. I think that was also when Tanner and Shannon found out that you and I don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big swig.
Do you still not believe in ghosts?
Correct.
Yes.
Are you still of the mindset that it's absolutely not a possibility or that it is a possibility, you just haven't seen the evidence?
Difficult to say.
Not that it's not a possibility as much as there has been no believable proof for me. Like, every recorded thing has another explanation that is more likely than ghosts.
Right. I guess it's one of those things where... I don't necessarily think it's a possibility, but if I see it, I'm not going to just discount it as, you know, me being crazy or something like that.
Even if I saw it, I'd probably go with infrasound. That just makes too much sense to me.
Yeah, infrasound is, yeah, one of those things.
I am still of the mindset that people throughout history have not believed in specific things just because they seemed outlandish at the time. But with time and with better technology, more things become common and believable. So I think in the future, there's a good possibility that they will capture something.
So you're thinking that eventually there will be, there'll be scientific reasoning behind ghosts existing.
I think there is scientific reasoning behind ghosts existing as it is. I mean, one of the arguments is that, different kinds of minerals can have an imprint of energy on them that causes the ghosts to repeat. You know, the ones that aren't intelligent, the ones that just repeat a certain, action. What am I trying to say here? What's the term I'm looking for?
I believe you're trying to kind of compare it to like an X-ray, to where, you know, an X-ray is basically the human body being photographed against something that captures the image.
And it's not intelligent. It's just a recording. It's just, you know what I mean? Like
it's an imprint.
Yeah. You can't talk to it. You can't, it's just there to repeat itself over and over again, endlessly. But there are intelligent hauntings that will give you responses and will talk to you and will respond to, you know, hey, move this, do that. Those I don't know.
And you can see them live on Sci-Fi every Thursday night.
Not just Sci-Fi. There's all kinds of channels for those now.
Destination America.
But it's completely unfair to discredit all paranormal investigators because of a couple of shows that are so hokey. And when I say so hokey, there is a show that I've just discovered that I cannot believe is real. It's called Mountain Monsters. Have you heard of this show?
No.
Imagine six Tanners out in the woods with guns hunting.
Are they the monsters?
No. They're in the Appalachian Mountains. And it's seriously six Duck Dynasty rejects with guns hunting monsters.
I resent you calling Tanner a Duck Dynasty reject very much.
I swear to God.
I like Tanner more than any of those Duck Dynasty guys.
I saw this episode.
Like
this
Tanner
is
a, most people.
They, that's true. They are playing this off as real life. They're playing this off as real life. I swear to Christ this happened. There was an episode where they caught a chupacabra.
What?
In a wood cage. Out the, they go to find the chupacabra, and it's, the side's been torn open, and it escaped. They said that the chupacabra let out a howl that alerted a Bigfoot that came and opened the cage that let the chupacabra out.
Oh my goodness.
They're working together. They're brothers in arms.
They said that the Bigfoot keeps the chupacabras as like street soldiers. They're like the,
Well, Bigfoot gotta have a street right, cred.
That's true.
Now, now these are the kind of guys that I believe bathe in buckets.
This is absolutely the setup to a sci-fi original movie.
It really is.
I keep seeing the commercial for it.
Sasquatch Army.
I keep seeing the commercial for it, and like they're out in the middle of the woods, and they're shooting at something like, there's one over there, and they're shooting, and I'm like, okay, so this is a TV show. This is a drama, right? Like they're just pretending, because there used to be a show on, I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was called Lost Tapes. And they would like retell stories that people, told of like meeting, seeing creatures and stuff. And they did it as a fake documentary found footage style. But it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a reenactment. So I thought that's what this is. This is just a fake thing. No, they're playing it off as this is real life. These guys, quote unquote, investigators, are hunting for Bigfoots in the Appalachian Mountains.
It's like there's like been like six seasons of finding Bigfoot and they ain't found shit.
Correct.
I think the only thing that ever actually found Bigfoot, there was a great show that is no longer on called Destination Truth, hosted by Josh Gates. And they actually did find some evidence of Bigfoot that they actually sent to for scientific research that that was pretty big news. It was in all the papers. It was on all the TV shows. They really did find something. That was the most they found, but still. Again, my point is, when you think of paranormal investigators, you think of these guys. Those are bad guys to think of. There are legitimate investigators that go out of the Amazing Randy, a guy that will actually investigate paranormal activities and debunk them legitimately, not just, you know, not just say it's hoo-ha. He well, wants to be proven wrong.
And well, and yeah, and amazing, but Amazing Randy is much more, he's, as far as I know, he's way less in the paranormal side, like ghosts and things like that, as much as like literal like magic psychics. And psychics.
Yeah.
Which
I don't.
Which again, An Honest Liar is a fantastic documentary. Everyone should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Is it still on Netflix?
Yes, because it just, I was going through my list the other night. But his is more going after the people who are trying to con people out of their money and life savings.
Yeah.
Saying that they have these gifts that they clearly do not have. And so he's kind of more about correcting that. And then he is someone who has either inspired or actually has like the foundation that does the, if you have proof.
The $1 million.
$1 million reward for, but I think it does extend to actual like paranormal stuff as well. I think I could be wrong on that.
Someday. Someday. There's actually another show that I saw today. I got PlayStation View, and it's amazing, by the way, to have TV again.
I got it, too.
You've got that?
Yeah.
I watched a show called Ghost Asylum. I'd never heard of it. I was like, okay, what is it? It's on Destination America, which is like 90% ghost something. It's like Mad Libs, blank, ghost, blank. You know? And in this show, they think they can trap ghosts in mirrors. They actually have a machine called a Faraday machine.
I saw that episode of Supernatural.
They probably had better success rate on Supernatural.
Man.
It's ridiculous.
Salt the bones.
Ridiculous. Nate Smith has a comment. You remember Nasty Nate, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nasty Nate, he was on, what, Jesse? Three episodes? Two episodes?
I think he was on three. Cause it was the, Toxic Gamers.
Yeah. Which he was the most toxic one.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then
and
he was
I still
on
remember
the...
that episode because you wanted to kill him.
So bad.
Every time you tried to make a point, he would jump in and interrupt you.
Just basically, like, proving to be exactly what he was trying to talk against.
Yeah.
Just, And Nate in a nutshell right there. And Nate in a nutshell.
He kept trying to turn it into an argument about whether Smash Brothers was...
Competitive or not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which,
bad boy.
Which, I'm a huge fan of the fact that he shows up to these tournaments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he doesn't believe that Smash Brothers is a competitive game.
Oh, and he gets real salty when he loses.
Yeah. And
he
I,
lost
yeah.
to me, if and he, it was hilarious.
Like, again, with tomorrow night and same with last week, I'll get on to him. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I yelled at him last week. I'll yell at him this week if
I
need
to. He was on the Toxic Gamer one. He was on the Why Gay Marriage Should Be Illegal one.
Yes, which was probably, at the time, was our most listened to episode. Because, remember, everybody built it up like Shannon's going to destroy Nate?
Mm-hmm.
And Louie.
Yeah. Well, Nate brought Louie in to protect him, more or less.
Well, then didn't Nate want to change his mind? Like, didn't want Louie at the last minute, but Louie was already planning on being there?
Yeah, Louie was very insisting that he be here to defend his religion against Nate, who was going to get it wrong.
And now he's a Trump supporter. Go figure.
I got nothing to say on that. All I know is that was a... I only made Nate cry a little bit on that episode. Go back and listen to that episode. That was a great one.
No.
Nope.
No, don't do it.
I think that the companion piece to that one was the one we three did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrating gay, right. Gay marriage.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Wasn't I on that one too? That was one of the gay marriage ones I was on.
You were on it was the one with the Confederate flag. It was like a three-parter. Okay. I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was like a month and a half where just about every episode kind of tied into the previous one, because the Confederate flag thing was happening right at the same time as
the shooting,
as well as the gay marriage getting legalized, and it was...
That was a crazy month.
Everything kind of tied into... Yeah.
That was a crazy couple of months.
It's a crazy year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you go back and look at the different shows we covered this year, including, I mentioned it on Facebook, we talked about, you know, gay marriage was legalized. Mm-hmm. There was the Paris attacks, the Belgian attacks, which we didn't even get to talk about because I was sick and we haven't been doing many shows lately. What else happened? The Baltimore, Freddie Gray. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that happened this year. Rise of Donald 25 Trump. 25
shootings have happened in the last week.
Five of them happened in the last 10 minutes since we started the show.
Right here in downtown Cape Girardeau.
On Broadway. Anyway, Nasty Nate says, do you want to have a bad time? Also, this sentence is a shameless plug for my YouTube channel. Deal with it. I don't get it. Are you saying that people that go to your YouTube channel are going to have a bad time?
Maybe also, that's a tagline for his YouTube channel?
He didn't even plug the YouTube channel.
No. I was expecting to see a link, and I saw that it was edited, and I was thinking, well, maybe he deleted the link or something. No, okay.
I don't think Nate gets it. He
doesn't
know how internet's
I'm also fine with not plugging his YouTube channel.
I am also fine with that.
I would plug it if I could remember it.
I guarantee you he won't know if we do or not.
Yeah, he won't listen to the show.
But again, I like Nate. I know nobody else does. I like him. I think he's a decent guy.
I want to sometimes.
Sometimes there's moments of brilliance.
He makes it so hard.
If he didn't use his absolute ignorance on just how the world works as instead of a way to, like, learn about the world and expand his mind, and instead he just hides behind it like a blanket, I would have way less of a problem with Nate.
He is that legitimate, like, Bobby Boucher and the Mama Thea.
He needs to find him a Vicky Valancourt.
Like, if Bobby Boucher was just super racist.
She showed me her boobies too, and I like them.
I think Nate's still waiting for someone to do that.
Like I said, he needs to find him a Vicky Valancourt to take him away from his mama and learn something about the world.
Mama wrong again.
No coin of sand is y'all wrong.
Oh, he also said hashtag deal with it.
Yeah.
At least he did a hashtag, right? Kayla Jones can't. That's how do you think Mr. 100 came about? Kurt McDowell, who's a perfect human being, said,
I'm so
cowbell.
Excited for his movie to come out.
Kurt McDowell?
Yeah.
What was it?
Civil War? Captain America?
Wonder where
you're
He's
going so handsome.
He is a handsome and a humanitarian, too.
I know.
Like, anytime anyone says, oh, Shannon, you're the best, I think, no. Kurt Let me introduce you to the best. Here's Kurt McDowell.
He really is just a phenomenal human being. So props to you,
man.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Props to you.
Yes. He wants more cowbell. I don't think we have any cowbell.
We don't. We could put some in the beginning.
Well, he's gonna need a prescription.
If you would like to support us and get us cowbells, go to our Patreon. Jesse, where's that at?
It's patreon.com/podzilla1985.
And you can donate monthly to the show and you can help us get cowbells to help Kurt McDowell save the world.
Because he will.
Because he will, whether you want him to or not. Aaron Picard, who is...
Who wouldn't want him to?
If there's anyone I love... That's cold.
I think you broke Asa. A little bit.
I'm like you. I put my pants legs on one leg at a time. But when I put my pants on, I make gold records.
When Nate puts his pants on, he discriminates against gay marriage. Aaron Picard, who over this course of this year that we've done this show, this little show that we love so much, has been like the best.
He has consistently asked questions on every single one of your posts.
He's one of our top listeners.
And even his like joke questions somehow are able to spawn like some of the better conversations that we end up having about him.
He's basically a part of.
He is. He's one of those like behind the scenes, like Kevin Schenkelberg. Mm-hmm. He's as much of a reason for us doing the show as, you know, anybody. He said, I'm a well-wisher and that I don't wish you any specific harm.
specific harm. So general harm? I don't know what I want to happen to you, but I want it to be something.
You know, maybe you stub your toe. Like,
and then he has some actual questions. What are some topics and who are some guests you'd like to have on in the future? Well, Aaron, you're one of the people that I'd like to have on in the future. We talked about doing some talks about his work with, the shelter homes, humanitarian stuff. Just good stuff that we can get in people inspired about and maybe get out and help the community. I'd love to do more stuff like that. I'm supposed to be having Ken Murphy on in the next couple weeks.
Oh, neat.
Talk about Comic-Con. Talk about Comic-Con here in Cape Girardeau. Yeah, that's
going to have to be
just
real
gonna
soon.
I was going to say, it's not going to be in the next couple
like
3 weeks.
Got like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, yeah.
Well, I really need to message him. I think Osby's going to be on at some point to plug the show too, because he's going to be wrestling at it.
That'd be cool.
That should be really good. Terry Funk's going to be there.
Oh, wait, neat. Where?
At the
Cape Comic-Con. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Terry Funk. Do you remember who the other guy is? There's another guy.
You know, I just saw a post on it today on Facebook.
Why does Cape Comic-Con get so many wrestlers?
Well, St. Louis is obviously right around the corner here, and St. Louis is a huge town for wrestling.
Back in the territory days, also, Cape Girardeau was a stop between St. Louis and Memphis.
Yeah, I think it still is.
The arena back in its heyday was a major spot for wrestling. I actually know someone who was an arena.
You mean like the arena building?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually know someone back in the heydays. He was a local wrestler here at the arena. So.
But like, and that, while that is really cool and very interesting factoid, Comic-Con? Why wrestlers Comic-Con?
I think they're trying to get big names.
They're trying to get as many people in the door as possible.
That, and there's already going to be people in town for Comic-Con, so why not throw a wrestling event to coincide?
Yeah, fair.
I mean, and Terry Funk's a legend. I mean, he's one of the biggest legends in wrestling, so.
Cause Lawler was at 1, 2 years ago.
I think he's been in most, he's been in quite a few of them. Greg Valentine was at one of them.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm thinking of, don't you?
Is it what he said about women? Yeah. Greg the Bigot Valentine.
He's in the Hall of Fame too, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also,
Classic.
Cape is pretty widely considered, even today, a pretty decent place for wrestling. I remember a couple years ago they did a house show and Evan Bourne plugged it on his Twitter saying that, the Show Me Center has always been looked at as kind of like the MSG of the Midwest.
Yeah. And WWE, we were just at the show a couple weeks ago when Xavier Woods came in and, hung out with us for a little bit.
You're talking to a guy that talked to JR today on Twitter.
I know you did.
Screw you, man.
I know you did.
I still think we came out on top.
I do love me some JR.
I don't know enough about JR.
Jim Rhodes?
I know who it is.
Barbecue sauce.
What's some topics
fruity,
you want to
fruity,
talk about in the future?
Delicious Skittles. Probably the next like 6 major shootings that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Of the presidential elections once we have 2 nominees.
I'm over that.
I'm over it until we get the nominations.
I am.
I'd like to talk about, you know, when
that's my leg on your leg, buddy.
When we get more information about Nintendo's new console,
the NX,
codename NX.
I'd still like to do that full out religion episode, like not like the one me and Allie did where we talked about going to church, but like an actual look at religion and God and that stuff. I've always wanted to do that show, but I'm afraid to do it because you can't do that show right. You can only do it in smaller levels of wrong.
Well, and as best as you can.
Yeah.
As long as the
you're going to offend someone, no matter what, you know. But that's kind of what we do here anyway. You know?
You're going to offend someone no matter what you say.
And we were a bunch of turbo libs, so.
I blocked him finally.
Oh, good.
It was that last thing where I posted this really sweet message and he replied with lol. I was like, all right, I'm done. I can't anymore.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a piece of human garbage, so.
I always liked him, too. You know?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
This show has cost me a couple friends. We'll say that much.
Did it really, though? I mean.
A couple that I liked.
Huh.
A bunch that I didn't.
But how many friends have you gained?
Dalton. So.
Yeah.
JR.
Yeah.
JR's a good guy. I like him. JR. Yeah.
I see him at Rhodes.
I do too. In fact, the first time I saw him, Allie and I went into Rhodes and she was like, hey, JR. And he's like, hey. And I was like, you know everybody. I didn't know you guys also knew JR.
I only know him from Rhodes.
I know him from we did a D&D campaign with a guy I used to work with.
Oh. Lost some friends because of D&D too. Anyway. Got him back.
Hey. Yeah, go far.
Well, actually, no, there's still one that's gone because of D&D.
Oh, yeah, the big one. Oh, that was a bad way to put that.
I get it.
Yeah. Now, we won't talk about that. We'll redact that one.
It's already done.
What would you tell yourself a year ago when you started this? Oh, God.
Somehow wrestling gets worse.
Buckle the fuck in. You're in for a crazy year. Yeah, I would just tell myself, just hang in there. Because it was a rough year. Personally, it was a rough year. Yeah, that's all I'll say. What about you, Jesse?
A lot of people in your family are about to die.
Okay.
That happened over the last year.
John?
To me, it's just weird that how... I mean, I haven't got to do too many shows, but it's just weird how sometimes shows can go from completely lighthearted to wanting to rip each other's throats out and then back to lighthearted by the end of the show. It's so weird how sometimes that can happen.
And I remember you saved someone's life once.
save the Benson. Save the show.
Hey, so what about you?
I'd probably just mess with myself and do a bunch of now I'm completely blanking on the name of the movie, Memento. Just like...
Leave yourself some notes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Shave your head and then
look
go
out
back
for
in
dumpsters.
It's been all sad. It's I've had a weird year. Like nothing really. It's been pretty flat, just uneventful.
My year has been
general.
like a
don't get your hopes up about county jobs.
Up and down.
That it's like, Allie, you'll work there forever.
What did you tell yourself a year ago?
A year ago? I'm not good at giving myself advice because I don't like going back and giving myself. What would you tell yourself a year ago? You're gonna make it?
What if you don't? Then you're lying to yourself. What if it's your ghost?
Technically,
What if it's your ghost going back and telling yourself something and you say, don't worry, you'll make it. And then I would say, well, you're clearly a ghost. What happened?
Just don't cross the street. Like, that's what you should
avoid
be telling
red
yourself.
Trucks. You're going to meet this guy. Whatever you do, do not get in the car with him.
Don't trust Fonzie.
Do not drink after Bill Cosby.
Oh, he wouldn't drink that. He knows better. Don't drink anything from Bill Cosby.
What does Bill Cosby do when he can't sleep? He just finishes her glass.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. All right.
What are you looking forward to in future years?
Wrestling to get better.
No.
Please.
Not going to have it.
Vince McMahon retires.
No. I am looking forward to sleep. Someday I plan on sleeping.
I hear it's a great time.
I'm looking forward to X-Men of Age of Apocalypse.
Well, glad, Apocalypse. Glad you are.
Huh?
Glad you are.
Are you not?
It looks horrible to
what?
Me.
What?
No, I think it looks fantastic. So I'm really excited.
Other X-Men?
Good
so
things about
Batman
the trailers.
So I was Batman
Superman. Have you seen it yet?
No, I refuse to see it because it looks like crap.
I'm going tomorrow.
I liked it. Allie?
I liked it.
But we both agreed that if you have a specific vision of how you see Batman, you will be disappointed.
Yeah.
Remember that thing you posted?
Mm-hmm.
You will be disappointed.
Then I'm not watching it.
I mean, we're talking about like Batman Tim Burton style killing here.
Dalton really liked it.
Well, then again, Dalton likes Vaseline on toast. So that shouldn't be...
Why are you fighting so hard on Dalton?
He's listening to this show, just like, he's gonna come in with like, mascara running down his face, like, I wasn't even wearing makeup!
How did this happen? He grows his own.
What?
Don't worry, I make my own.
It's a fry joke from the 80s.
Jesse, what are you looking forward to in a year, in the future years? Oh, I'm also looking forward to getting in better shape. That's one thing. I've been getting in better shape, and I want to keep doing that. I'll never look like John Cena, but I'd like to look more like Rusev and less like The Big Show.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. I want to look like Ryback.
That's not going to happen.
You just need, like, a bucket of steroids.
Bucket.
Maybe I can borrow Tanner's bucket, fill it with steroids.
From
still
CJ.
Wouldn't be enough.
And I can get me some peanut butter crunches and some
CJ's all downers, no uppers.
Oh, that's true.
I had a woman in here today offer me codeine.
What?
I'm not making this up. She came in and, she was in a wheelchair and she asked.
Was
she,
it wheels?
No, it wasn't. I thought it was at first, but she bought a PS2 game and she asked me, you know, how are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm a little bit sick. And she's telling me all these things I can do to, get better. And then she said, take some codeine. Do you need some?
You don't take codeine for a cold.
I mean, you can.
It's not gonna help.
I mean, you can take codeine for any ailment.
Yeah, it's less treating the ailment as much as just making you forget what life is.
Jesse, what are you looking forward to?
Nintendo releasing a console that isn't terrible.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm kind of an ace's vote there. Like, wrestling not to suck, Nintendo to stop sucking. That'd be great. Because like you, I'm a big fan of Nintendo and I miss when it was good.
Yeah.
All the movies coming up, the Civil War stuff,
it's
X-Men
sad
movie.
When what we're looking forward to in the future are movies and games.
I
nothing personal.
I mean, I would very much like a new job.
I think Dalton would like a girlfriend. I don't know if you guys knew that, but he's been dropping some subtle hints.
Asa!
Ace already went. John, what are you looking forward to?
What just happened with the lights?
It's a ghost.
It flickers.
Wow, okay.
We got this short. And a few of the bulbs.
Yeah, very much so.
He says, John, and the lights start flickering. Looking forward to not dying this year.
Yeah, that makes one of us.
Well, you weren't stuck in a hospital, but...
No, I've never been to the hospital.
Really?
No.
I'm being Debbie Downer tonight. I'm going to quit. Let's be fun.
We are having fun. Yeah. Death is fun.
Except for me.
Whee!
Allie, what about you? What are you looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to the paintings I'm going to make and where I'm going to go with my artwork.
And more shows on Podzilla 1985.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's a given.
That was the answer I was hoping someone would give.
Why didn't you do it?
I'm
fisherman.
I'm still sick. I'm clammy. I don't like it.
You want some codeine?
That'll clear it right up. Or you'll think it will.
Hold on, I'm getting an unrelated phone call. I got it. He also says, I'd like you to explain why we should build a monorail in a small town with a centralized population. My quick answer to that is we can't get Leonard Nimoy to do it. Oh, he's dead? Oh. Well, we'll try to get him anyway. And I call the big one Bitey. More Simpsons. Chelsea Shutt. You know Chelsea, right?
Who?
The dick signal. The dick
signal. What?
The dick signal went up this morning and came in and talked to me. Oh, still coughing. She said, y'all.
The proper southern term is yuns.
You all. Y'all are the only podcast. I'm going to have to do this in a trashy voice now. Y'all are the only podcast I listen to and enjoy hearing people talk is boring. Hearing you guys talk is pretty fun. Keep it up.
When did Chelsea become.
Was there no punctuation in it?
I'm not going to say it.
There might have been one.
Thank you,
Chelsea. Chelsea's also been a big supporter.
I like how you're insulting the way she's typing and then thanking her for her kind words.
That's what we do. We go back and forth, tit for tat. Tit. Little tat.
Congratulations to her to getting out of that hell phone known as GameStop.
True, tomorrow's her last day. I'm going to go see her when I get off.
Did she go the John route and just like Geronimo out of there, or does she have another job?
She has another job.
Oh, okay.
Which is better.
Obviously. Nice term, Jesse.
I mean, I can't blame you. Like, that place is awful. Like,
can I train wreck and railroad us for a second?
Yeah, about 5 minutes briefly. Go ahead.
About 5 minutes? Yeah. Well, we're talking about what happened last year.
No.
How about I don't think we've ever actually talked about this on the air. The threats that were brought against myself for the GameStop shows that we did.
Yeah, I didn't mention those at the time because you were still employed with them.
Yeah.
But now you're not. You told me, I don't know if we ever did mention this on the show, that GameStop was not happy with us.
No.
Over doing those shows about GameStop.
They were trying to figure out if they could sue us.
And my God, that's what we need is more lawsuits. But yeah, so GameStop wanted to take us on. Good for you, GameStop. Really putting
stick
us.
Stick it to the man.
Putting us in our place.
They'd have to prove that something isn't true.
Yeah. And also another shady thing that a source told me was that I had ex-managers in my district friending me on Facebook at the request of someone else who won't be mentioned just to see if I was mentioning anything about GameStop on Facebook. That way they could also sue me for that as well.
Doesn't surprise me.
GameStop shady.
We've been over how shady GameStop is many, many times. We've devoted entire shows to it. in the past year. Go back and listen to those, the Retail Hell episodes. And the
those are still GameStop. Some of our, yeah, the two GameStop episodes. Are
top
still,
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a couple of our most that's popular because episodes. Most of
them. Because their legal department kept playing them on repeat.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's because there's a lot of people in an office down in Texas listening to them over and over again.
That's the whole reason I didn't want to do Podzilla in the first place, was the article I wrote about GameStop the first time you left GameStop. That got me in a whole heap of trouble with Reddit. Jesse, you remember that.
Well, I mean, like, you say whole heap of trouble. It got you a lot of traffic, and then the comment section was really mean.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
Welcome
over
to
there.
The internet.
Yeah. Right.
And instead of defending myself, like I was going to originally, I was actually going to say, no, no, here's what I meant. I quickly learned to just ignore it.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, you do.
That is the correct.
getting in wars in the comments sections and anything
of any website.
Yeah. YouTube.
You
Reddit.
Say it like Reddit is this like hive of villainy and scum.
Well, that's what I used to think. I used to think internet. That. I always said that I wanted to do a show about Reddit and how evil and terrible a place it is, but it's not. Reddit is just it's a mirror to society. There's good places. There's bad places. There's information. There's bad people. It's a new America. It really is.
It's the taste
except
of
with,
New
you
generation.
Know, the rest of the world in there.
I always thought of Reddit as the creepy guy in front of the windowless van that says free candy spray painted on the side.
I think Reddit's a little nicer than that. I've been to some Reddit channels that I've truly enjoyed, like Unexpected Cena. That was a classic.
I've sent you several, like a Hold My Beer.
Hold
I know
my
you
beer.
Like the whole lot.
Instant Karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a good one.
Justice Porn is a great one.
Yeah. I like those.
That has nothing to do with actual nudity or any sort of pornography.
No. Now, then there's others that I won't go near, like dead babies.
That's actually not a subreddit anymore.
There was
yeah,
one
a
that,
lot of those have been
yeah,
taken
a lot
out.
Like fat people hate and yeah. a bunch of the other
there
really
was,
hateful
there was
ones.
One that was like dead girls or dead teenage girls or something like that.
Yeah, and then there was Coontown.
No, do you? I don't think they should be taken down. Personally.
And a lot of, and that's like, that was a really big point of the last. Within the last year, really, on Reddit, is the yeah. the acting CEO made kind of a point to target these more, lack just of a better term, divisive, controversial yeah. subreddits.
I mean, basically, just hate subreddits.
Yeah,
and
which
yeah.
I mean, I hate hate. Don't get me wrong. Like, I absolutely I hate hate. I think it's disgusting. But there's also, I mean, freedom of speech is there for a reason. That you can say these stupid things as long as it's not slander or, you
well,
know,
see,
outright.
The real problem, especially with the ones involving murder and just in general, like what ends up happening, you have these people that find this community and it makes them feel that their thoughts, feelings, and actions are justified because they're not the only ones that think that way, which could give them the courage to act on those feelings.
Like with, pedophiles. The reason right. that they ban pedophile books and books, you know, stuff detailing how to do it, even if you're not doing it, it could give you the inspiration to go do it.
Right.
It could give you the tools to go do it. I watch SVU.
And that's one of those things, like, you don't want...
I did. So Christopher Maloney loved.
It's like, I watch SVU. Like, I've read the articles.
I've read Kurt Vonnegut.
Expert in bird law. yeah, no, that's... I agree with them removing the subreddits. Like, it just... They were terrible places to be anyway. And like I said, you don't want those people feeling validated in that behavior, which just
and
happens
then,
in communities.
And also a lot of those people that were on those were pretty much only on those subreddits. There wasn't like a whole lot of cross-mingling between.
They went there specifically for that reason.
Yeah. Right. Like they didn't go to Reddit.com. They went to Reddit.com/r/Coontown.
Coontown.
That one's like super offensive.
Believe it or not, really? With a name like that.
I can only imagine with a name like Coontown.
I was really just hoping it was about Pawnee, Indiana's raccoon problem.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not cute little pictures of raccoon holding a little piece of food. I'm
there's
sure
a subreddit for that.
That's r/aw.
There's a lot of them in there. I think there actually is just a subreddit for raccoons. Just adorable pictures of little baby raccoons.
Also, I want to point out, just real quick, I got an update from Aaron Picard. He posted this to me. Rob Van Dam is going to do a stand-up comedy special at Pops.
What?
Let me guess. It's going to involve weed.
No. Why would
like,
it?
I mean, that's like saying, did you know John Panetta did a comedy special on food? Really?
It's like, hey, Seth Rogen's going to do a set.
See, and now you made me sad.
I miss John Panetta.
I miss John Panetta, too.
Who else we got here? Hey, Christy Massey. You know her?
I know her.
You know her?
The beautiful Christy K.
From? Can we say? We can't say.
You can mention... Other people that work on radio?
That's true. I didn't know if certain people don't want to be attached to this show anymore for a reason. So I didn't know.
Your other radio friends?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
She wants more Big Johnny.
Everybody does.
Who doesn't want
especially
more Big
the
Johnny?
Hospital.
That's a weird thing because Big Johnny wants to be not so big anymore. Big Johnny wants to lose weight.
You want to be middle Johnny?
He wants to be, not so big Johnny. Not so big Johnny.
Just Johnny. Just Johnny.
Can we just change my name to Diabetic Johnny now?
No, because that one's mean.
Diabetes?
Stop saying diabetes. You sound like an asshole.
Hey, John Volkerding. He said, I've only listened to a handful. John Volkerding, by the way, we've mentioned this before, is a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. He brought me a Full Throttle once when I posted it on Facebook. Just like, hey, who wants to bring Shannon a Full Throttle to Gaming Grounds? And he did. Mm. God bless him.
And he also supplied the microphones that make the 200th episode happen.
He did. So he's helped us out a lot. He said, I've only listened to a handful of the podcasts, but the one where you went to church with Allie was pretty awesome. If you haven't already, I wouldn't mind hearing what, if anything, has come of that since then. Well, nothing. And it's a couple of reasons. One is a personal reason that I don't want to get into because I try not to, you know, blast my personal life on here too much. I did that once. I did a whole episode dedicated to my personal life.
A couple times.
But the one got me in trouble. The one I found out people listen to it that probably shouldn't be listening to it. And then I realized that this show could get me in hot water. So one reason is personal. I won't go into that. Otherwise, a lot lately, I haven't been back to church since then. I won't lie to you. But in a lot of ways, I feel like I've kind of discovered in a weird sense my own, how would I put it, that maybe I've been a Christian this entire time and just didn't think about it. I thought about this the other day. A lot of the teachings that they tell you about in church, a lot of the things that they're pushing is stuff that I already believe in. The morality of it especially, and, you know, all of that good stuff. I follow those rules. I have those values. I do believe that there is a God. I do believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in all of these things. So in my head, I started to put together and I thought, you know, maybe I am a Christian and I did not know it. I didn't think about it because I do believe in these things. I'm not ready to say I'm a Christian because there are still plenty of doubts and questions that I have. But I'm closer to my own spirituality now than I was a year ago when we started this show. I really believe that. I'm not just saying that. I really do think that I'm getting closer and closer to finding my spiritual sense. And a lot of part thanks to Allie and just opening myself up to do things. So there's the answer to that. Allie, how is the church going?
How is the church going?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going.
Good call.
We're still ongoing.
There's Jesus still members. There's still there. Services. There's.
And where's that church at? Go ahead and plug it.
The church is in Carbondale, Illinois. I can't really give you many more directions other than that. It's called Grace Presbyterian Church. Yeah.
All right.
John Volkerding, who I don't think I've actually met. Just the day after the 200th episode, a very handsome gentleman came into the store and said, oh, Jesse has some microphones for me. And I just gave them to him. I didn't ask for a name. I didn't question it. I was just like, okay. Yeah. Here you go.
His whole family, his wife, his daughter, all of them, just beautiful people. Like, that man's going places. That whole family is. He had a second comment. Did you guys read these already?
No.
This one just in parentheses, it says language. Captain America. Seriously, 90% of my life is either at work with paper thin office walls around my 4-year-old parrot like daughter. So the main reason I hardly listen is because I can't. You may be able to reach a larger audience if you edited bleeps into your production or just made the show safe for work to begin with. Just my 2 cents. And Chrissy Massey agreed with that, by the way. We've actually made strides to make the show more family friendly. I know Jesse, 10 minutes in, ruined it.
Yeah. Hey, to be fair, that's
I also
the only
said the F word. No, I said it too.
Oh, okay.
There is a lot less language going on now than there was.
Oh
there
my god! Oh, yeah. You go back to those original shows. Oh, yeah. It was like the Wild West.
Yeah. It was like just lobbing grenades.
Yeah. Just steer clear of Thursday.
To an extent, we're still not that bad. We're still toning down a lot.
Yeah, no, Thursday is definitely better than it used to be. But like most of the shows, stay pretty clean, like reasonably.
Nerd up, pro wrestling. Yeah. Yeah.
Thursdays, though, are still
train wrecks.
Yeah,
on a funny note, though, I was listening to the 200 episode, and I think it was the 5-star main one where you were talking about, well, this is not how I wanted Podzilla to be. This is, and then we had that train wreck episode, and then it was like, I was like, oh my god, I destroyed it. It was my fault, and I felt bad for a while. I was like, I'm the one that destroyed Shannon's vision.
You were the first one to really break the track. Yeah.
Which I don't think is entirely fair, because it didn't take much.
No, it really.
No, didn't. Like, but you know what?
I don't think one comment on one episode was going to be the full catalyst, because we've all said, like, especially like, you know, the
especially me.
Yeah, it's like things have been said that are like, like, but I don't think it was just, you know, you can't really trace back to that. It might have been the first, but it's definitely, I don't think I think it was an inevitability.
I think of the King of the Hill quote, it's what is it? It's shoddy work on a foundation that wasn't up to code to begin with. Is how we were with the language.
But you know what? And myself too, looking back at your reflection, I myself, if you look at some of the stuff that I did, it was, oh, let's put a microphone in front of the fat guy and see what he says. And I'm not like that anymore, I don't think. I try to come in here and keep level head now.
I think we all try to do that. I think we're all a little bit smarter than we were a year ago. We've matured a lot. If you go back and listen to some of those old episodes, especially some of the Tana Thursday ones, there's some episodes where the entire episode starts with like 10 minutes of laughing because we're all just being super offensive and we're telling jokes that only we get.
Well, I mean, in complete fairness, it's one of those things. before the show got like, you know, any kind of big, we just treated this like we'd normally talk amongst ourselves.
It was a local,
like,
thing for people we know.
Right. Yeah, and it's one of those, like, we talked on the podcast like we would talk behind the counter at Gaming Grounds when there aren't customers in the store.
Yeah. Or when there are.
Most, hopefully, when they're not.
Less so.
Less so when
there are
people.
Depends on the customer.
There. Yeah, that's very true. Once we started to kind of realize, like, oh, we are actually reaching a, you know, a broader group of people, maybe we should clean up a little.
Also realizing that you are creating something, and right. You want that to be something, hey.
Want it to be something we can be proud
of.
Want it to be something that we can go, I worked on Podzilla 9.
So we just kind of put some microphones in front of us and started saying things.
You know, I think it kind of, the conversation we had when we were doing the Mr. 100%, where I said, we used to come off as characters. We're characters playing this part. We're not really like that in real life. We're playing like I said, I'm the big goofball.
You're Mr. 100.
You're Mr. 100.
Not Mr.
That's
100.
5-star, you know.
Well, he is 5-star.
It's the fact that I'm living the gimmick.
And he's cute. Who could not love that face? You're just cute as all get out.
It's not wrong.
But yeah, I mean, it was like we were playing these characters.
Yeah.
Now we're a little bit more toned down. Yeah.
Especially the Mr. 100 thing. If I could go back and get rid of any nickname, it'd be that one. And I know
but it goes so well with mine.
I know, and I play it up. Like, my Twitter is, you know, Mr. Podzilla 1985.
But it's like you're everything these days have been BZ85's Mr. 100.
Because I never had a nickname that stuck with me that I really liked. Like, when I was in high school, they called me Playboy. And I don't know why. Because one, I wasn't. And two, I never had any. So I don't know where that nickname came from.
There was also Fabio from the Little Caesars Girls.
Cambria, she called it. I like that one, I won't lie. What'd they call Matt? Was it Bubbles?
I don't remember what they called
it. Was
Matt.
Either Bubbles or Nipples?
Nipples? He always wore thin shirts.
He did. It was cold outside.
I was about to say, sometimes it got cold.
Going back to his original comment, like, I don't know how seriously you were when you talked about it, because you had mentioned, like, doing, like, maybe the Mario coin.
I'd love to do that.
Like, you'd mentioned doing something along those lines.
I actually read these comments before the show, and I thought about doing a part on here. I was going to have Big Johnny read off a couple statements showcasing our new censoring system. and I was going to have it, you know, like, if it's a curse word, you'll hear this. And then Johnny would say a couple curse words and then bleep them out. If it's a racial slur, you'll hear this. And I thought it was going to be hilarious, and it would have been. But then I thought, I'll have to actually go through each show. And
that's a lot of editing.
You're already up to two in the morning before you post them.
Anyway.
Well, and with the exception of like the Thursday show, I mean, we do, like, I think the last few like PWUs that we've done, there's only been like one or two.
And that's real good considering how angry we've been.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
Nerd
yeah.
Up was actually completely clean yesterday.
It might have been.
Like, I don't remember dropping any bombs yesterday.
But so,
there's been a bunch of shows where we haven't cussed at
and,
all.
And don't get me wrong, like, I have no idea what any of the laptop or the magic box that the microphones get plugged into. Like, I don't know
magic
how,
box,
yeah, I don't know how that works. But so, like, I feel like, you're like, okay, 10 minutes in, like, if there was a way to keep track of, like, what time, like, if you catch yourself doing it or you catch someone doing it.
You just write it down.
You just kind of, like, make a note.
Pen and pad and just noting the time.
That'd be the easiest way to do it, but even still.
But again, like, I don't know, like, actually implementing, taking that sound file and overlaying it on top of that audio track.
It would be super difficult, just obnoxious.
And I'm sitting here thinking about, was it one of the GameStop episodes where you were testing the mic and I didn't know you were recording, you're like, Big Johnny's gonna get angry. Let me hear your angry voice. And I just scream, F you, Shannon. And that's how you started the show.
That's the intro. Yeah. That's the intro.
Yeah. Shannon likes to catch people like that, which we haven't done that in a while, actually.
And Dalton is the king of that.
Dalton, oh my gosh. Listen to me, buddy. This is everyone else is gone now. It's just me and you.
Everyone else left 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
No, he didn't. That wasn't,
no,
he's
no,
not
I
here.
Know. No,
he's,
I know.
He's not here. It's just me and you. When there's a microphone in front of you, he's probably recording you. Please stop falling for it. I love you so very much, but please stop falling for it. Which, to be fair, he hasn't actually. It's been a couple weeks since that.
Probably does it on purpose.
I mean, it's like one of those things where I say, okay, Dalton, talk to the mic. Let's do a test. Okay, test 1, 2, 3. So I was out with this girl the other night, and my weenie couldn't get hard. You know, something stupid like that.
He just says something ridiculous.
I feel like he probably waits to save. He, like, saves these stories just for whenever we have a mic in front of him so he can say it. And so whenever we start making fun of him, he's like, man, don't make that the opener. And we're all like, well, why'd you say it in front of the microphone?
He's like, oh, thinking, no.
Like, please, yes. Make me important.
Yeah.
Make me relevant. One last thing. Lindsay Wolfgang, she said, it's crazy that it's been a year. You'd think we would have given up on this long ago. Amen. I don't know how we've kept going for so long. All of us having short attention spans and whatnot. Especially you, Jesse.
I am not playing with a Velcro strip. I don't know what you're talking about.
What? I've literally taken every other Velcro strip and made into like a bracelet.
This one is mine.
Here's hoping to another fun year full of retro goodness, everything Pokemon, hopefully some Robotech movie updates and a lot of fun. Sorry I couldn't join you all tonight, but this cold is kicking my butt again. You all keep me laughing, and I always look forward to recording.
Yay, Lindsay.
When certain people aren't here. Anyway.
I don't get it.
Good. Don't ask what doit means either.
What's doit mean?
I just told you!
Wasn't that WWE clown?
Sorry, Billy. Doit the clown. That's what we should start calling him.
What's funny is I have no clue.
Exactly.
That's his name.
I have no clue what you're talking about. I just blurted that out, so I have
but
no
clue
what you're talking
about. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So on Sunday, we're going to be calling Zach Doit all day, right?
Doit the clown.
Doit the clown.
Yeah. I'm sorry in advance.
No, he's not listening to the show.
Don't be.
Oh, all that's right. He doesn't listen to this anyway.
All right. Well, that's a year. That's a year wrapped up into an hour.
I feel like that's kind of a year in a nutshell. Probably hurt somebody's feelings.
Made some wrestling references.
We talked about wrestling.
It's Always Sunny references.
Made some awkward comments about my social life.
We laughed really hard. It got dark for a minute.
Yeah. A little bit of regret. Some crying.
Yeah, that's BZ85
in a
nutshell.
Pretty much the
fun of Dalton.
Yeah. We even talked about like serious topical things for a minute.
Yeah. This is what you come to expect. If you're still listening to this show now, a year after you started, you know what to expect. And we appreciate it.
And to all the new people, this is what you have to look forward to.
It gets better.
Because somehow you all are listening to us, and it's not just like the 12 of us.
Yeah, listening on repeat over and over again.
Yeah.
And some of them surprise me. Like, if you're out there right now listening in France or Japan, why? I mean, thank you.
Why are you questioning them?
I really wish that somebody would, like, legitimately, we have the email address, podzilla1985@gmail.com. If you are listening to us from outside the United States, please drop us an email. I want to know.
Tell us why.
And you know what? I just had this thought. The reason that we may not get very many emails to that is probably because no one actually thinks it's real. because of how often we do.
So often.
Because we make up the fake email address like every other episode.
That was Hunter's favorite gimmick though. Yeah. That was his favorite joke.
Which is a great joke, but I wonder, but I kind of wonder if people are like, oh, well, yeah, that one's not real either. Of course it is.
No, no, no. We legitimately have an email address, podzilla1985@gmail.com. You can email us if you have questions, comments. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Just say hey. We've been pals.
We're on Facebook.
You can also find us on Facebook at Podzilla1985. You can find us on Twitter. Go to Podzilla1985.com. You can find all of our Twitters.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Buy the t-shirt at Redbubble.com.
Redbubble.com. Support us on Patreon. Find me on OKCupid if you're looking for a night out.
I'm Twitter famous now.
Ow. You are Twitter famous.
I'm Twitter famous.
I got you beat. I was talking to my friends Mitch Pileggi and Zach Ryder the other day.
Xavier Woods follows me, so.
Asa right. wins.
Speaking of Xavier Woods, tomorrow, Asa, big show, WrestleMania preview.
Big show.
I'm going to be there too. Well, yeah. Just saying.
Allie and Asa, tomorrow, big show, WrestleMania preview, also NXT.
Takeover Dallas.
It's going to be a big, big show. And we're going to talk, we're also going to talk about the horribleness that was Raw.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but
the crowd was terrible. We're going to talk about
that.
The
crowd was terrible.
We'll do.
And then Thursday, I think Tanner wants to do a retro style paranormal episode we mentioned earlier. Thursday. Hopefully sports show will be back this Saturday, but we don't know. That's up to Cody. And I know Cody listens, so Cody, let me know. And then we're going to be hanging out on Friday for NXT TakeOver and Sunday for WrestleMania. We're also going to do a reaction show Sunday night, assuming we haven't killed ourselves.
It's true.
Yeah.
Then the, nerd up that morning we'll do.
Yeah, we'll record it, but it'll be Monday as
well. Yeah.
You'll record it Monday. Cause that's how the internet works. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to this semi-special and thank you for supporting us for a whole year. We appreciate it.
We love,
love you.
You're the real MVP. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yay.
All right. We'll see you on tomorrow's episode. Asa, take us out.
That's pressure.